Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hello once again and good afternoon. We are coming to you live from the Terminal West King Plow Arts Center for Startup Riot 2015. I'm Ryan Redhawk on behalf of Business Radio X. It's my pleasure now to introduce Mr. Steven Sachs. Good morning. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good morning.
I just looked at my watch. It is high noon, so lunchtime here for a lot of these startups. And you are the co-founder of Podkeeper. Is that right?
Correct.
Tell me a little bit about your background and what brought you to found Podkeeper.
So my background is in product development and marketing for online products. And I'm just the type of person that always likes to organize everything. So in my own life, with two kids that I have, I started feeling like there wasn't enough out there. Everything was managed by email mostly.
Okay.
And it's so difficult to find information from old emails and organizing like five different streams of thought of different discussions people mm-hmm. were having. So decided to build a platform that does it all.
And so what does Podkeeper do?
So it's an online organizer for parents to manage all the details of their life involving okay. their kids. So everything from their soccer team, mm-hmm. Scout troop, room parents, and anything within the family.
So it's a working, revolving calendar of sorts that kind of puts it all in one place where you can kind of check it?
Exactly. Yep. So it's an online platform. It's web-based. It's completely free. And within there, you set up a group, which we call a pod, mm-hmm. and it's completely free. And you go in, you put in all the different information, and invite the other parents. So it's your own little private area online for you to be able to access
right.
everything.
And it's just for kids, or can you put in some of your own?
You can put in your own as well. That's yep. actually another second use case that a lot of people are using it for, things yeah. like social clubs and book clubs.
Mm-hmm. Right, and so you can put in the time, the place, all the information regarding that event that may be going on. And then
exactly. So there's four main areas. There's discussions, events, lists, and files. And for events, you would put in all the details of an event, mm-hmm. and then you can save it to the online calendar you already use, like Outlook or Google Calendar, okay. iCal. So you have it on your own calendar as well as seeing it within your Podkeeper interface.
Yeah, so it integrates with some already existing
exactly.
calendar platforms that
yeah,
folks are using.
Yeah, and you can set up RSVPs as well so that people can sign up, and then the coach or whoever knows yeah. who's coming to the event.
And then do you get alerts on your phone?
You get reminders yeah, that you can set up and organize yourself. So you get reminders all the time of different things. So
you
forget.
Don't miss your daughter's dance recital
exactly.
or something.
Exactly.
Right?
You get reminders and the calendar. You shouldn't miss it.
Very good. And so how long have you been doing this?
So we launched our full product about 6 months ago.
Okay.
We had a soft launch version about a year or so before that.
Mm-hmm.
So right now this year we're really starting to get a lot of traction and get a lot of members. We have several thousand members already.
Okay.
And now we're doing marketing and getting people to use it for their own family and for all their groups. So
about 6 months, and you're still kind of getting the ball rolling, getting more users and such. And so where do you see yourself going 6 months from now?
Yeah, so we really want to be able to, besides going directly to parents and go to coaches, is working with leagues and associations and schools to
yeah.
really bring it across all of their things. Because
right.
there's a whole upper level of management that can be done. Besides at the pod level, people can use it from an administrative level.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, you can have an event, a message that you send out to all the people.
Right, back. Invite them to join.
Invite them and keep track of it so that upper-level yeah. administration and the other managers know what's going on.
Right, so a big league organization or school can generate a big invite to all the members, which
exactly.
people can then sign in and be aware of what's going on. I guess also putting out some information about that particular event, what to wear, what to bring. Or,
absolutely,
where
all
to
the
park,
details.
All the details.
Yeah, so some of the other functionalities, you can have a sign-up list to bring whatever you need to bring up to an event,
mm-hmm.
for example. There's also a place for files where you can have information. If you're a soccer team, you can have a roster. You can have a link to a sportsmanship article. You can have a link to a hitting clinic video.
Nice.
So all the information is in one location.
Yeah, anything else associated with that event that people may be curious about, you can also integrate that into
exactly.
into Podkeeper.
Yeah,
so.
And it's accessible from a computer, tablet, and mobile phone. And down the line, we'll be having a mobile app.
So
as well.
You're on iOS as well as Android platforms?
It's a responsive on web, so yes, you can access it from any phone.
Nice, very nice.
And then
nice.
We'll be building more specific apps over
right,
time.
Right, because that's where everybody's going these days, and everybody wants something at their fingertips, wherever they are, whether they're in their office on their phone or at home on their computer. They want instant access to this information.
Exactly.
So interesting name, Podkeeper. I like that. Any background or backstory on that?
So really just wanted to come up with a unique name for what these groups are, because each group is unique. It can be a smaller group, a large group. It can be just your family. So we thought POD was sort of a short, punchy name to keep.
Yeah.
And then it's sort of where you keep all your information over time. So
right. And I can't believe the Twitter handle PodKeeper. It was available.
You know,
you would think it would be taken. And I see you're on Twitter at PodKeeper, Facebook PodKeeper. And what's this other one here?
Google Plus.
Very good. So you can find there. And I guess you're based out of Charlotte,
North
Carolina.
Yes.
Very nice. So how did you hear about Startup Riot and what brought you down here today?
So a couple years ago, we were in Charlotte at a startup accelerator called RevTech Labs and graduated from there. And after that experience, wanted to try to branch out in other places in the Southeast. And I had heard about Startup Riot, and they didn't have an event last year, so I sort of kept it on my radar.
Right.
And when they were doing one for 2015, I jumped on it and was happy to participate.
How did you hear about Startup Riot? Some email or just word of mouth? Or
I don't recall exactly how I did, but I had heard about it and it seemed like a really exciting event.
And so you came down today. You already presented this morning. How did that go for you?
It went great. Really exciting audience. Really had great feedback so far.
You had good feedback from the audience. How did you find the whole process? 3 minutes, was that enough time, too much time?
It was pretty good. It really makes you narrow down a couple of things. Yeah. You know, you start off with your pitch, and it probably is about 5 minutes, and then you cut out a lot of detail.
right.
So you got to really hit on the most important
things. And how did you find the judging process? Did you find they were intimidating or supportive? I mean, the questions they asked, did you?
They asked some questions that were pretty basic that we had heard before.
Good.
So, you know, nothing really out of the ordinary.
So, yeah, good. And hopefully some people will now follow over to your booth, and you'll be able to interact with them more and answer more questions directly. Hopefully some...
Exactly. And just people we're meeting, we're just telling them to go to podkeeper.com, sign up for a registration. It's free. It takes less than a minute. And, you know, try it out. There's so many ways that this can evolve over time.
Right.
And so that's what we're trying to do. We're actually work really closely with our customers to say, is this working for you? What else do you need? Inevitably, I get, it's awesome. I love it.
Yeah.
But could you just do this one small thing?
So some good feedback
exactly.
from the general public out there.
And that's why so far there hasn't been anyone in this space that has really emerged, because it's really hard to get this right. Customers are so finicky of the way that they want to deal with all of their communication tools. So we think it's a huge opportunity.
Right. People are always going to chime in with, some things they don't like or things that you should add. And it's up to you to keep narrowing it down, funneling into to the ultimate platform that people can use.
Exactly. So, we were a lot better than we were 6 months ago. 6 months ago, we're going to be even further along.
Yeah, so you're evolving with all that good feedback. And that's great. So, So are you looking for more investors or just more feedback from the general public? Where do you go from here?
So far to date, we've been self-funded. Looking at angel investors is something that we're going to be looking
certainly,
at on the
right.
horizon.
Well, Atlanta's full of people like that, and Startup Riot is definitely a great kind of, I wouldn't say launching platform since you've already launched, but a way to continue to get the word out about all that good stuff.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. We're based in Charlotte, but we're focused on the Southeast as well as all over nationally and over time internationally.
I mean, with this kind of platform, you can go worldwide.
Exactly.
Using the power of the internet to get that word out. So if people want more information about your services,
they can go to podkeeper.com.
Okay.
You can also email me directly at Steven, Steven, at podkeeper.com.
Right, and you're you're on Twitter at PodKeeper, on Facebook at facebook.com/PodKeeper, and then Google Plus PodKeeper. So, anything else you want to share with our listeners, or any other information you did not get to share?
I think one of the interesting things is we live in an age right now where there's so many communication tools that are available. But so far, at least for parents, nobody's put it all together.
Right.
And that's really what we're aiming to do.
So parents, if you're listening out there, make sure you do visit that website, podkeeper.com, and sign up today so you can create your own pod, so you can start inviting all your friends, family members, neighbors to join you and keep everything organized. So PodKeeper, the powerfully simple way for parents to keep organized. Steven, thank you very much for being a guest on our show today.
Thank you, Ryan.
Look forward to more great things from you and PodKeeper going down the road. And for Business Radio X, I'm Ryan Redhawk. Stay tuned for more for Startup Riot 2015.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.